issue, especially when it comes to like the King James and the modern version, spills over even to the Spanish versions of the Bible. And you see a lot of the same mistakes being made in the 1960. I mean, the 1960 is basically your equivalent to a New King James and somewhat even of an ESV. And you'll see the same exact wording that they use, like with 1 Peter 2:2 and different portions like that. I've even seen like Jude 22, you know, the way it's worded in the 1960, it's worded the same way in the modern versions of the Bible. So they'll say like, you know, those who doubt convince them. And I think it's the ESV who like renders it that way. Don't quote me on that, but they have some like weird translation like that as well. It's because of these, the underlying Greek text that they're using for that.
Yeah. So it's kind of amazing to me when people claim to be King James, but then they choose the 1960 in Spanish.
Yep.
And it's literally worse than the New King James, because the New King James is pretty much from the Textus Receptus in the New Testament, like 99.999%. There's a couple places where it's hard to believe that they're translating the TR, but it's supposedly from the TR in the New Testament. But yet, you know, the 1960s even, it's a, and the New King James, a horrible translation that I would never even begin to recommend. But yet, the 1960s even worse, because it's even deviating openly from the Textus Receptus and going with the critical text, the West type stuff. And so it's just, you know, anybody who actually knows Spanish and says that the 1960 is the King James equivalent is just, they're just lying. I mean, it takes like 5 minutes to figure out that that's not true. I mean, it's almost like a chapter has a difference.
Right.
Whereas you get an old Spanish Bible and it's tracking with the King James chapter.
And it's no coincidence that like the 1960 also like removes hell in the New Testament, just like the modern versions of the Bible do too, because obviously they have the same agenda. They're translating from the same Greek text there. And you know, they have that. And obviously, you know, it's the appropriate Greek word, but not for Spanish and not for English. And, you know, we don't like, I'm a fluent Spanish speaker, but we don't call hell hades. We don't call hell Seol. You know, and your average Spanish speaker doesn't even know what that is. Just like your average English speaker wouldn't know what that is in English as well. So you have like, my text verse that I always go to debunk that is 1 Peter 2:2. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word that you may grow thereby. And then in 1916, in a lot of these English modern versions, it'll say grow into salvation, which you won't find that in the Textus Receptus. I can't think of the word that you have for grow in the Textus Receptus, but in the corrupt text, it says like something like soterios, which obviously soterios is referring to salvation, right? And they add that to
it. It adds that idea of growing into salvation, which is ridiculous, because if you're a babe in Christ, you're already saved.
Right.
You're growing as a Christian, but you're not growing into being saved, because that would be works-based salvation.
Yeah, you read the Bible to grow in grace and in the knowledge of Jesus Christ. You don't read the Bible so you can be saved, in a sense of like you're being constantly saved. You're just kind of working on your salvation kind of thing, which is the insinuation there. So...